Good morning. We continue with our study of Nachiyomi as we do every single day. And the late great Rabbi Jerry Acker, Zichrono Livracha. We are in Sefer Chagai, and here we are in the second parak of Chagai, and here we are having begun the work of the setting up the new Beis Hamikdash. Those who remember the first one in all of its glory were shocked by the small size of the second Beis Hamikdash. And so the people started to get discouraged, says the Abba Arminel, based on a pasuk in Sefer Ezra, and their enthusiasm started to wane. And for this, Hashem issued a nevuah through Chagai, telling him, stop worrying about your emotions. Start paying attention to the undertaking, and with the same enthusiasm. And so he says, as follows, Bashvi Besmechad Lachodesh, Ayadavar Hashem, Biad Chagai, and Abi Lemor, Emanos Rubaba Ben Shalti, Apachas Yudaval, Yoshua Ben Yot, Sadaka Kohen, Agado, Belshir, Samli Mor. Speak to the people, and tell them, Mibachem Anishar, Asheros, Abai, Sazebech, Bodo, Arishon, who among you had seen the first Beis HaMikdash? Since it's only 70 years, many of you may be able to remember the first Beis HaMikdash. And you're going to look, says the Abba Arminel on the Metzudas Tavin, and see that in comparison to the present one, this one is going to be somewhat smaller. Right? So he turns around. Take a look how you're looking at it now. Is it nothing like it is in your eyes? When you compare it to the first Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash is taka inconsequential. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the following declaration, and he says, V'yata chazak zru bavel num Hashem, v'chazak Yeshua ben Yotzadak HaKohen HaGadol, v'chazak kol ha'am ha'aretz num Hashem v'asu, ki ani itchem num Hashem tzivakos. Hashem turns around and he says, be strong. Hashem tells the whole nation, even though to build the Beis HaMikdash, even though it's going to be inferior to the first. Be strong, Zerubbabel. Be strong, Yoshua. And be strong, all people in the land, each according to its level. Continue to do what you started to do. And do. And follow through. Va'asu. It's not just enough to have commentary. I'm with you now, just like I was when I took you out of Mitzrayim, says the Malbim. I want you to go ahead and fulfill the responsibilities that come along with it. Ki ani itchem ne'um Hashem tzavakos. I'm with you, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in this situation. And as hadavar shakarisi karati itchem betzeischem yimitzrayim beruchi yomed es pesochichem al tiro. And that's what Chagai is telling you in this situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making that declaration. He's saying that this is part of the bris that I set up with you when he came out of Mitzrayim. My spirit's still with you. Don't be afraid. This is what Hashem says. There's going to be another one. It's going to be a small one. Had Bnei Yisrael, Chazal tell us that after the fall of the Persian Empire, there will be one more kingdom that will still oppress Am Yisrael. That was going to be the Greek and Hellenist, says Rashi. But it's going to be a short period in time. I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth, the sea and the dry land. I'm going to cause a major upheaval with the miracles that I'm going to take care of. And here he hints in the nace of the miracle of Hanukkah during this period in time. And Hashem says, I'm going to fill this bias with glory in that period in time. Hashem makes the declaration, and he says, I own the silver, I own the gold, wherever it's found, says the Ibn Ezra. Whoever has it in his possession, says the Radak. All of the gold and the silver is mine, it's in my power, as well as within my rights to give it to whomever I want. So I'm going to get the nations to bring their gold and silver. And that's talking what we see in the Sefer Ezra and the Sefer Nehemiah in that regard. And so he declares, Gadoya kavod abayas hazeh achron min arishon amar Hashem tzvakos, ubimakom hazeh atein shalom ne'um Hashem tzvakos. The glory of the later Beis HaMikdash is going to be greater than that of the first, and the size is going to be greater, the duration is going to be greater, and I'm going to put peace there. There was a lot of battles during the second Beis HaMikdash. There was a long period when peace prevailed, but there was going to be pieces during that period in time. That is to say, there's going to be pieces of peace and pockets of peace during that period in time. Now the Navi continues here in Pasuk Yod and says, "Be'esrim bi'arba luchi b'shnas shtayim l'daryavish hayad devar Hashem el Chagai Navi Lamar." So here it is, the 24th of the 9th month. And of course, we know the 24th of the 9th month is the 24th of Kislev, which of course is a very important day on the Jewish calendar. And so what happens? Vishnas Shtaim L'Dayavish Hayad Devar Hashem Al Chagaya Navi Lemur. So Ko Amar Hashem Tzevakos, this is what Hashem turned around and declared. Shal Nas HaKohanim Torah Lemur. What you should do is ask for a ruling from the Kohanim. It's your responsibility to understand. Now, in order for us to properly understand what's going on between Chagai and the Kohanim in these next two psukim, it's important for us to understand that there's a discussion here of Tumah and Tahara. And so, in this situation, when dealing with this Tumah and Tahara, a human corpse is an Avi Avosa Tumah. It's the highest form of tumah possible. Nevela, a carcass of an animal or a dead reptile, is classified also as an avatumah. But anything that comes into contact with an avatumah becomes a rishon tumah, a first level of tumah, and anything that comes into contact with that first level becomes a sheni tumah. And so when dealing with truma, there's an additional level called a shlishi tumah. And it makes if a sheni touches truma, the truma becomes a shlishi l'tuma. The truma is therefore it's not able to be eaten. And of course, if a shlishi touches kachim, it would make a level of a revi l'tuma. And Rav Shach always likes to point out to us that there is also a level called the chamishi l'tuma that is unique to the ashes of para aduma. And so here he turns and he tells to the Kohanim, "Hey Nisa ish b'sar kodesh b'knaf bigdo v'nag baga b'knafo el halachem el anazid v'el hayayin v'el hashem v'el kol ma'achal hayikdash." So he turns to the Kohanim, he says, if a person carries something tamei in the corner of his garment, and then he touches bread with his garment's corner, and the bread touches the stew, so again, he touches the thing that's tamei with the garment, and then he touches the bread with the garment corner, and the bread touches the stew, and the stew touches wine or oil, right? Is it going to become tamei? So, of course, what did the Kohanim said? The Kohanim said, "Vayomru lo." They said it's not going to become tamei. And now the Gemara in Psachim highlights a disagreement how we should understand this pasuk. Rav says that Chagai concerned the Kohanim concerning things that are kodesh, and he was asking about a revi l'tumah. Because what happened here is that we had a sheretz, a creepy crawly that touched, which was an avatoma, which touched the bread, which made it a rishon, which touched the stew that made it a sheni, which touched the wine that made it a shlishi, which touched the oil that made it a revi. So the Kohanim, who said it was okay, had made a mistake, because kodesh should be a revi'i l'tuma. Shmuel says, no, Chagai's question was about a chamishi l'tuma, a fifth level. And so according to Shmuel, benagak b'knafo al alecha means the garment, not the garment touched the bread. And so therefore, the Kohanim were correct by saying that the food's not tameh. The only thing that becomes tameh by a chamishi l'tuma is the ashes of para aduma. So Chagai turns to them, and he says to them, what happens if a corpse would touch all of these things, whether it's the corner of the garment and the bread and the stew and the wine and the oil, would it become tamei? And so the Kohanim turned around and he says, well, wait a second. By Yomru Yitma, they said it's going to become tamei. And now the original source was not a dead sheretz, but rather an avi avos hatuma. And so everything moves backwards. According to Shmuel, this would have been a revi l'tuma. According to Rav, this is a question of everything going back one step because of the difference between an avi avos hatuma and an avatuma. In other words, when it's a human corpse, everything jumps up one level. So, vayan chagai vayomer kein ha'am hazeh v'chein ha'goy ha'selef ne'ashem Chagai said, so that's the way it is with these people, and that's with all their handiwork. They will be tamei. This is the people of the Kohanim and the whole nation. Just like they make mistakes in regard to the rules of Tumah and Tara, they're also ignorant of many other halachos, says Rashi. And so whatever they bring on the Mizbeach is going to be tamei if they don't study the halachos. That's the way it's supposed to go. And this is at least the way Rav understands our situation. Because Shmuel says, no, Chagai was saying because they were so corrupt, the Hashem says anything they bring is going to be as if it was considered tamei. Corruption is not a acceptable thing in Hashem's Beis HaMikdash, and it will not be a thing in Hashem's Beis HaMikdash. Be'ata simun ala v'avchem in hayom hazeh v'amala miterem sum even el even v'heichal Hashem miyosam bo'el arim asa esrim v'haisa asara bo'el ayekev lachsov chamishim pur v'haisa esrim. Consider the situation from this day. Whenever a stone was put on a stone in Beis Hashem, no matter what happens, the people were told to get themselves involved in the building of the Beis HaMikdash and in the process there within, and in the planting. I want you to pay attention, says Chagai. Ha'od zera b'magura. Is there any more seed in the silo? And what he wants him to understand is the curse has not been placed upon the people until now that they started the reconstruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Now the Mefarshim here understand this is a rhetorical question. In truth, very few seeds remain. You planted most of them, and you've seen that they've gotten cursed. Rashi says, no, what's going on over here is there are seeds still in the silo because you didn't plant them. You're afraid that they're going to be destroyed. And so, Avadagefen, Vatema, Varimo, Beitzazayas, Lonasam, and Ayom Azavrech, even the grapevine and the fig tree and the pomegranate tree and the olive tree didn't give off their fruit. However, I'm going to give you a bracha over here. From this day on, I'm going to give the bracha and the seeds. And you just have to go ahead and do your part, says Chagai. So Hashem spoke to Chagai on the 24th day of Kislev once again. I'm here to come along and shake the heavens and the earth. I'm going to shake the heavens and the earth. And so Hashem says, I'm going to turn over a chariot and its drivers and horses and their riders will fall down, one by the sword of the other. It's going to take place during this period of time. I'm going to shake the very heavens and earth with the wars I'm going to bring against the Persians. Says the Radak, Chagai is telling Zerubbabel, his esteem's not going to fall because of the wars. He's going to be held in bigger esteem. He says, I want you to know I'm going to upset the thrones of the kingdoms. I'm going to destroy the strength of kings and nations. I'm going to turn over chariots and drivers. Horses and riders will fall down, one by the sword or the other. On that day, Chagai says, I want you to know, I'm going to make you like my signet ring. I chose you. This is the way it's going to be. I'll bring you closer to me. I'm going to turn around and make you that way. Now, even though Yirmiyahu had said that Konya, the Ben Yoyachim, would be condemned to childlessness, through Yechaniah's tshuva, Hashem retracted the oath. He gave him children. Zerubbabel was one of those children, says Rashi, and he led Bavel, the people from the Oli Bavel back to Eretz Yisrael, and thus we see Gedola tshuva, how great the power of tshuva is. It has ability to be able to undo even a promise. And others say that, no, this pasuk is speaking about the Gula HaSida, and at that time, there will be a descendant from Melech HaMashiach who will rule over the nations and reestablish the Malchus Beis David. And Abarbanel suggests that this was the Nevuah that made Zerubbabel leave Yerushalayim after the Beis HaMikdash was rebuilt to go back to Babel. He knew that he nor his children would rule during the era of Bayasheni. His nation would eventually be exiled. And so he said, why do I have to stay here for this? And with that, we conclude Sefer Chagai, and Be'ezras Hashem, tomorrow morning, we will begin Sefer Zechariah. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.